watch me while I sleep. Don't require your belief. Offering silence but no relief. Can you scream without a sound? Like the freeze that's coming down. Barren space where nothing grows. A secret place where no one goes.
Chaos Springs Eternal is a Delta Green actual play. Delta Green, by its nature, deals with violent themes, disturbing imagery, and horrors beyond our comprehension. Now, if you wouldn't mind comprehending some horrors with us, I think you'll have a good time. Hello and welcome back to Chaos Springs Eternal presents Season 1, City of Woe.
Whoa, sorry, I was turning something off.
That's fine. I think I've gotten that under like half a second now, so I'm ready for my next career as an auctioneer.
Ooh, yeah.
You're working your way up.
Yep. IT to auctioneer, that's the dream, baby.
That's the pipeline.
That's a very common pipeline.
You know, you hear it, you see it every day. I was just reading Warren Buffett's autobiography, and he started in IT and then went to auctioneering and then flipped burgers at McDonald's. And then now he's CEO of Berkshire Hathaway.
All my dad talks about is like, have you seen what Warren Buffett's investing in? If you want to invest in something, you should follow what Warren Buffett's investing in. Like, I don't have the fucking money to invest in anything.
Yeah, that's the secret of investing is to have money.
Yeah. I don't remember who it was, but someone was like, man, it's really smart to get into. It's really smart to get into this stock, Tyler. You really should. It's a really good idea. I've made money on it. I'm like, cool. So when you paying me more so I can.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was actually thinking of something completely unrelated, which is the fact that we have on the calendar a meetup for the Quartermasters.
Insane.
First time ever.
Happening in Memphis. Not going to release the date because it's just for us and not like a Quartermasters, you know, hey, if you happen to live in Memphis, if you're one of like the one person in Memphis who listens to this, you can come check out.
There'd be threes of us.
Yes. But yeah. if you do know any good places to eat in Memphis, maybe send that our way. Maybe
that'd be nice.
Barbecue, especially.
Yeah. But I'm excited for that.
I am too.
I'm excited to get real poor.
Yeah. Memphis
almost as women excited.
And fried chicken is what I hear about Memphis.
That is, yes.
Literally, you know what? Three of us already in a relationship.
I was going to say, as the single man, that was the entire point of me wanting to go to Memphis.
Memphis women and chicken.
Barbecue, Memphis women, fried chicken.
I'm going to have a relationship with that fried chicken, though.
Dude, same.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Okay, so I was in Savannah this last week, and we went to this place that... Oh, Savannah's amazing. It's the greatest city in America. I'm convinced. I'm sold.
Yeah, you're that really sold good. On Memphis.
No, Savannah.
Sorry, Savannah. Listen, the wires got crossed. I'm still thinking about fried chicken.
All right. Anyways, I had some great fried chicken. At this place that was sort of like a family style, all you can eat fried chicken. It was amazing. Just fantastic. Cannot remember it for the life of me. I've tried to remember the name, and every time I bring it up, it's like Miss Leslie's Boarding House for Kids, and it's a chicken place. No joke. Really, really good. Yeah. Anyways, last time on City of Woe, I think a lot of stuff happened, right?
Yes.
Y'all had a little sleepover at Detective Marr's house.
We painted our toenails.
Yes, you did toenails. You stayed up talking about all the boys you liked. You talked
I wish
about
Glomus could have been there.
It would have been great for Glomus to be there, but as he has expressed multiple times, he does not like being seen in any of his forms.
I thought you were going to say he just really doesn't like Detective Marr.
He really doesn't like it. Mm-hmm. But... Y'all had a little, I guess, I guess the big thing, there were a bunch of little things that you discussed, but the big thing that you discussed or discovered was when Joel twice managed to scry on, not Marcus Johnson, Tony Black. And right. when he scryed on Tony Black, the man who had attacked Marcy, he saw Tony Black was back in New Orleans and, you know, back in the kitchen doing normal stuff. Maybe he wasn't in the kitchen. I don't remember off the top of my head. But you were kind of like, that's interesting. That's strange for him to have, and, you know, be dressed differently. And so you had the thought to scry on Marcus Johnson. And when you did that, you saw a man who looked like Tony Black, but was driving in a car in a UPS outfit and looked a little bit worse for the wear.
And then I got weirdly fixated on the idea of he's actually a ghoul. But then it was like, no, because the other guy's still alive. That doesn't work like that.
Yeah, there's something else going on there. And I know we had a little bit of a theory crafting last episode, too.
Master of Disguise, like the hit film Master of Disguise.
Much like the hit film Master of Disguise. Dang it, you figured out my homebrew plot.
You could have said Face Off. That would have been
damn it.
Real missed opportunity.
I'm going to be honest. I've never seen Face Off. I've only seen Master of Disguise.
It's the best. I
want to take his face. You know, they're fundamentally the same movie.
One is way better.
I'll go into that with that expectation. Thank you, Dan.
You're correct. Master of Disguise is much better than Face Off.
Bold statement. Okay, hear me
listen,
out.
Listen, how many turtle clubs are in Face Off?
I bet zero.
Okay, but hear me out. Hear me out on this.
I've often said that I've often said that Master of Disguise is the Madam Web of Face Off type movies.
Oh god.
Oh my god. I want a remake of Face Off, but it's Oscar Isaac and I'm blanking on his name right now. He just got cast as Mr. Fantastic. He's in The Last of Us HBO show.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
No.
Yeah, Benedict Cumberbatch.
No.
Oscar Isaac again.
No. Yes, but no. God, why am I blanking on his name?
The Pedro Mandalorian Pascal? Guy?
I know who it is, but I'm not
Pedro
saying.
Pedro Pascal.
No, there you go.
Pascal. Yeah, daddy. I want a remake where they're the two actors in it, because I recently saw the movie with Pedro Pascal and Nicolas Cage in it. And Pedro Pascal's energy in that film is golden retriever as fuck. And I'm just like, that is a perfect man for a remake.
Wait, what were we talking about? Oh yeah. We had done some theory crafting in terms of like what was going on. And you kind of figured out a few leads that you wanted to follow up on. Talk to the therapist, get the money from the mayor, trying to get some more information about, who was interested in the manor, if he knows, maybe investigate the sheriff. Oh, and you know, also check out Antoine's house. See if you could do some investigating around there. That'd be fun. Go ahead.
It just slipped our mind. I don't think any of us had thought about like, yeah, we need to go check out Antoine's house. It was just like, damn, that guy's dead.
I mean,
shit.
Yeah. I've thought about it, but there were other leads that needed to be rolled out first.
The whole ghost house thing, and then
In fairness to y'all, Antoine, it was made known that like he was sort of in and out of this house, right? Like he travels quite a bit, so you don't necessarily have any reason to think like, oh, there's some major, you know, case breaking evidence in there. But there could be something. You never know. So I believe the last thing that happened was that you were eating breakfast with Detective Marr and Kian and Detective Marr's wife, whose name I just forgot.
Lauren.
Thank you. And y'all, you had discovered that your eggs were just littered with shells.
Dropping the single greatest line of this entire pod.
Yes, a quote from New Girl, just one of the best quotes. I was watching one the other day, and it's the one with where Schmidt says, "It's like letting a dog lick water out of your mouth. It's not illegal, but strange.
I love that show.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
It's such a good show.
Such a good show. Anyways, what's your Monday looking like? What are you going to do first? Monday morning. Detective Marr has taken off to the police station. He kisses Lauren goodbye, and he says to everyone, please don't die.
I also kiss his wife goodbye.
I was going to say the same damn thing.
Joel kisses his wife goodbye.
We all kiss his wife goodbye and then leave.
Kian goes to kiss her goodbye, and she's like, no, no.
Sorry. Not you.
You not weren't you. Almost killed. Get out of here. Oh my god. Okay, no, for real though. Same. Should we save Antoine's house for last, or do we want to go at it first? Because I think that could either be the easiest and we'll find nothing, or it'll be the hardest and we'll find some ego-shattering evidence.
Tackling it early is a good idea, and then while we're driving there, we can contact the mayor and be like, hey, motherfucker, pay us our fucking ghost hunting money! No! In that exact tone.
It's bold. It's bold. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It, he you wouldn't expect bolder? It. Doing that to his face.
Right.
In a meeting about him divesting Antoine's assets.
So let's do that then. Go to, where were we going? Antoine's house? Or were we saving that?
That's what I was asking. Would you rather do it up front or at the end?
Let's do it up front. Let's just go to Antoine's place. Let's contact the therapist and be like, hey, we're just going to swing by. We're in the area. Assuming I know where she lives, which would be kind of weird because do you know where your therapist lives? I don't. And that'd be kind of funny if they did.
Actually, okay, but to be fair, think about how big Care 4 is.
Right.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. She probably has
an office in like the candy company.
Oh.
Does she still live there even after he's passed away?
They were not living together.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Damn it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's all perfect. Right. We don't even have to call her. We can just go.
Yeah, fuck it.
Z, boys.
For this, we're gonna go back to that skill I gave you all of street smarts. Who knows where Antoine lives? Give me a street smarts roll.
Oh boy.
Fuck
me.
A street wise, you mean?
Or street wise, yes.
Sick. Let's go.
Failure.
Massive failure.
I love that we all have that skill named something different.
We do.
This is again a custom skill just for this. Just for this, and let's see. Yeah, street smarts
with a Z.
Yeah. You got an 89 over 30. Street wise, just regular, you got a 31 over 10 for Joel. And Marcy's, where the fuck is that guy I know who has that thing who owes me a favor? Is 83 over 20. So all of you fail. All of you fail.
I like to imagine we all hop in the car like, all right.
Yeah,
wait, none of you know where Antoine's house is?
Joel sits in the car. The car's on. They're not. He's still in park. And he just looks up at the window in the mirror to look at you guys. He's like, where does he live?
Do you know where he lives? We're all looking at each
other. I thought you knew where he lives.
I thought y'all knew where he lived.
Shit.
Fuck. Should we call Glomus?
Call his girlfriend.
That's my therapist. How do I just broach that as a subject? Hey, do you know where your dead boyfriend's house is?
Yeah, just like that. But, you know, maybe a little less... with a little more
conspicuous?
Confidence.
Or,
and hear me out on this, you know who will know? Detective Marr. Just shoot him a text real quick.
Fuck, that's right. Mm-hmm. We have a detective... Oh my god, yes. Okay.
How am I... Joel looks at you as like, Tyler built... me to not be the smartest person here. I need you guys to pick up the pace.
Easy now.
Listen, I start my work after I've had a coffee, and I don't know if you can see this. I haven't had any coffee yet. I shoot Mar a message. Where the fuck is Antoine's house?
You get a message back. He's like, why do you want to know where Antoine's house is?
We are going to look around the house and see if we can find anything.
He doesn't text a sigh, but you can, like, you hear the sigh.
the dot is lingering for a little longer.
Just a sigh. And then followed by an address. And it's up in the sort of northeast of town.
Is there anything you don't want us to do? Is a follow-up text she sends.
He says, I don't want you to illegally break and enter into anyone's home and steal anything.
No promises.
What do you want us to not do? What you're about to fucking do.
I dearly want to type no promise.
Oh god.
I'm not antagonistic.
I'm not going to text that after he just let us into his fucking home. I'll do my best, she sends.
We've told him that like seven times.
Yeah,
he's been disappointed. And we're doing it. Every time. We're doing our best, damn it. Our best isn't great, but it's something.
So we head to that address.
All right, you head to that address in the northeast of town. You pull up, it's a row of sort of the newer looking townhomes. All the garages that are like built right next to the door, and it's a two-story, so that you mostly like enter the garage and the front door is kind of an afterthought. I don't know if you guys have seen these ones, but they
pop up. Oh yeah.
That's his house.
All right. Well, we gotta go inside, right? We're not gonna find much out front here.
Yeah, can I do a quick scan, see if anyone is paying attention, or like, you know, is out on their patio, or if there's like Ring doorbells or cameras in general?
Yeah, go ahead, give me a search roll.
A search roll? All right. How about that? 74 over 59. It's going to be one of those days, isn't it, boys?
Yeah, I mean, it's Monday morning. You don't notice anything in particular, but who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyone else can give me search rolls if they want as well.
I would also like to shoot Mar a quick question. Do y'all have anyone posted around Antoine's place? To your knowledge?
Again, just a tangible sigh through the ether. And he says,
a series of annoying, the worst questions to receive.
Yeah, not only that, the worst question to receive with his job.
He says,
I'm not texting his work phone. That's fine.
Yeah. You get back. He says, deputies had been looking at it and had searched the place, but no evidence of him.
So it sounds like it's pretty clear.
I think so.
Text him, what's the definition of breaking and entering?
I think we know the definition of breaking and entering.
Just text him. It'll be funny. He'll think it's funny.
Cut to
Detective Marr shooting his phone repeatedly.
Detective, what happened? You know, just Monday morning desk pops. No big deal.
Monday morning desk pops. We should park nearby and go in and look.
Well, we're not parking because I don't have the Z. It's at the manor, I just remembered. So we walked here.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
How the fuck did we get here?
Where were we?
We were at Detective Mars. How did you?
You're at Detective Mars' house. You'd have had to drive. Presumably, someone's car is here.
Yeah, we could take my truck if your Z is not here.
Yeah, no.
That's right. You did. You had left the Z at the.
Oh, that's
the
right. Because you it was a very we got shot at car. It. Yeah.
Okay. So.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
So we've taken Cyril's car.
My Cyclone or whatever it is.
Joel is actively fidgeting, not driving.
As you park and get out and I don't know, walk up to the door. You want to check the doorknob?
Yeah, let's check the doorknob.
Okay, you guys are going through the front. Okay,
it's unlocked.
Oh,
well, wild!
Not breaking. It's just entering.
I let's look through the windows.
Cyril goes inside.
Okay. All right.
Heading inside. Actually, you know what? Give me just a minute.
1,000 alertness rolls from NPCs around the.
We just hear 16 of the Metal Gear Solid. Metal Gear Solid things. Bidding!
Bidding!
It's that MGS2 intro sequence with and it's just the wave of.
There's just 1,000 boxes that are shuddering on the living room floor.
Fuck's sake.
Why are the NPCs in the boxes?
I don't know.
They were waiting for him to come back. It's his birthday party. It's a surprise.
Surprise! Oh.
The ultimate Metal Gear surprise.
Expect the box.
Quick floor plan that I can just pull.
Mm-hmm. Just step inside. Antoine was notorious for bear trapping his own front door.
Aren't we all, though? You're telling me you don't have a Kevin McAllister style like shotgun trap?
Kevin McAllister never went lethal.
Not in the movie, but we know what he did when he grew up.
That's true.
Yeah.
That kid is Saw. You cannot tell me otherwise.
No. No,
is Kevin McAllister Saw?
I think so.
Tyler's fan edit. My fan fiction. Saw.
Yeah. But no, it's a fanon.
The
it's
spiral different. Of Kevin McAllister.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, if people think that Ralph Macchio is Steve Harrington's dad, Steve Harrington from Stranger Things is Ralph Macchio's dad from Parks and Rec, I can think Kevin McAllister is actually Jigsaw.
Listen, that's fine.
There's no reason that you can't think that aside from, you know, all the movies. There you go. You guys are real 20?
This is my parents' house.
Hey. Yeah,
how'd you get my house?
It's weird,
I just grabbed
man.
A random, quote-unquote random, floor plan.
Quote-unquote, huh?
To give you an idea of what it looks like. So you have entered through the front door.
I see over there that says the Great Rim.
Great Room.
Great Rim, yep.
Great Room.
Okay. Great Rim.
There's a mech in that room.
Yes.
That's the third Pacific Rim series.
Yeah.
All right. So, entering Antoine's house, you enter into the Great Room. There's some stairs leading up to a second floor. You can see back through the dining room. To your left is this sort of office. What are you guys looking for? What do you think you're going to find here? And where are you looking for? Because you heard that the police have already searched around, but they were only looking for, you know, a body, really.
Right.
What do you think you're going to find here that they did not?
Well, I think we need to look for connections to the Riverbend Blues Bar.
Yeah, that UV light that you had.
Right,
yeah.
Riverbend Blues Lounge.
Lounge, yeah.
Yes, thank you.
More specifically paper trails, whether they be physically paper or like a thumb drive or a hard drive in a computer.
Right. Oh, and then any evidence something of leaking to them. Like foul play, if there's, I'm sure the cops did search for that, but you know, we know a little bit more of what's happening to the body than they did. So
it's true.
I have a quick question before you go too far.
Yeah, go ahead.
You kind of mentioned, you know, there's the great room, the living room, whatever you want to call it, leading back to the dining room. Directly in front of us, there's stairs, and I assume they're going. Oh, it says right there, going up to storage unit, right?
Yeah. Cool. So if you run up the upstairs is just like an open room, it's got some storage to it, right? And it leads to an attic. You look around; it looks like it's basically a playroom. He's got a TV, couch, pretty big open carpeted area. If you check a couple doors, there's one that's a closet for storage, and there's one that's a half bath.
Okay. Oh, okay. So that thing that says storage leads to where the guest room / office is.
So the storage is actually, that is, if you go around.
That's like under the stairs.
Under the stairs.
I'm assuming that the stairs would lead up to some sort of bedroom because there is no bedroom on this floor.
Yes, that's yeah. So if you check the third door that I did mention, that's the one bedroom.
Okay, I gotcha. I'm sorry. I thought that was saying that those stairs went up to where everything. Okay,
right.
You're good.
Understandable, considering I just grabbed this. and I've not looked at it before tonight, right. So I put no thought into this.
Right.
Don't read into that. This is a very important plot point.
Uh-huh. I'm so glad we're here.
Yeah. No, wasting y'all's time.
You guys know, hey, the beauty of homebrew is I can be like, oh, you guys want to go here? That's a great place for me to, you know, take this clue that I've had sort of marinating in the back of my head.
You totally didn't have to come up with while you were running.
Exactly. Exactly. The secret of homebrew is that it's always what I planned.
The secret to homebrews is it's made up, and I'm just not telling you.
You should see my notes for Antoine, and it says what happens if they go to Antoine's house?
And it's three question marks. All right, no, I think Joel will immediately start trying to just find what I mentioned, the paperwork or like a computer.
Yeah, I think that we all kind of pour into the guest office, if that isn't actually like where his office was.
Yeah, if you head into that room, it's got several bookshelves, a few like metal filing cabinets, and a desk with a computer.
Does he have pictures on the wall? Like, is there any signs of like friends he may have had? Like, can we make any connections to, you know, the Blues Bar in that regard, or Blues Lounge?
So you look through the pictures on the wall. There's one of him and Chelsea. That's kind of a smaller picture. It looks like maybe it was taken you recognize it. It's the Italian restaurant in town. There's only one, and you see one with Antoine and his brother Thaddeus. Antoine and Thaddeus. You see them. You see a few of them. You know, younger and a couple more recent. You see Antoine, you see him fishing. There's a bunch of fishing. There's some of him on like jet skis, some of him on boats, deep sea fishing looks like. Kind of, you know, nicer cars, a handful of nicer cars. Like maybe he went to like an Andretti racing type of thing. Nothing though that strikes you as Riverbend Blues Lounge. Just sort of a lot of, I mean, the thing that sticks out is it's like, oh, these, you know, he does a lot of these sort of fancier, you know, maybe a little more expensive type of things. Like, you know, he's in quite a nice car. Let's see. This time it would probably be, what was that $1 million sports car that was really popular? The
McLaren?
McLaren, yes. You see one of him behind the wheel at the McLaren, the one with like the center wheel mount.
Yeah, the F1, I think is what that one is. I don't know exactly what you're talking about.
So just very nice higher end things. But you also, the papers that are sort of scattered about, they're actually, I mean, I say scattered about, but they're in fairly good, you know, order. You could start like actually looking through them if someone wanted to give me like a search or accounting role, something along those lines.
I will try accounting.
I will try search.
I will follow Cyril's lead.
Fail.
You've got to be fucking...
Hey! Finally.
59 over 50.
Okay. Okay, 59 over 15 for Marcy, 72 over 53 for Cyril, and 50, or 4 under 59 for Joel. I forgot. This is something that I need to do. Marcy has had a real rough go of it, and I've really appreciated how you've responded to some of the stuff. And I think it's time that you get a little luck back. So go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll me. Go ahead and roll me a 1d10.
This is about to be the funniest 1d10.
It's going to be the funniest one you ever roll.
Whoa!
Oh, good for you.
All right. There you
That's
go.
Insane. Whole 10 yeah. luck. Now one's in there.
Yep, the one is in there. You got a whole 10 luck back. All right. That's great.
So how much luck does Marcy have now?
12.
How much luck do you have, Joel?
22.
Fuck you, Joel. Fuck you.
So, Joel, perhaps the most improbably of the three of you, Joel, as you're looking about, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know Joel's whole situation. But as Joel is looking around, I think he's kind of putting together like, huh, fast cars, big boats, lots of money going out, not a lot of money coming in. And, you know, I think there's this realization that something that you had sort of had hinted at from Benjamin Kitani talking with Cyril is that looks like he might be a little bit in over his head.
Yeah, I think I picture that someone is like points out the car first and then Joel's immediately like, he can't afford that. They can't afford that. And that's kind of what clues him off. And then he picks up on all the other little things. And that's what actually brings him in. It's the going back to the automotives, baby.
So as you are searching through all this, I think what really sort of sets things off is you realize that he's pulling out quite a bit of cash as well from some of these accounts. And again, not a lot of money coming in.
Yeah.
Plenty of cash coming out.
He did have a very vague job, right? Didn't he work in logistics or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah.
Does it say where the money is coming in from?
The money is coming in. It's a handful of LLCs, various companies. I mean, if you do like a quick Google on any of these companies, it's like, you know, some international shipping stuff. Some is domestic shipping. It's just like people finding sort of freight movement. So like, you know, container comes in, you get a container on like, instead of, you know, hooking it up with like a national truck chain, you hook it up with, you know, Joe Bob's trucking, right. Get them a better rate, but it's maybe a smaller distance and, you know, only takes certain types of cargo. So it's sort of a very... boutique, I would say, is most of that. And there's a handful of other things that look like, oh, you know, he's buying 1,000 units of iPhones and then he's shipping them to Asia to be sold in Asia. And it's just like maybe retail arbitrage.
So, but we don't immediately see a Leather Top LLC.
No Leather Top. Yeah. I mean, with all the cash he's pulling out, it's possible that he... you know, is running some sort of scheme. It's also possible that he's using that to fund, you know, some other pursuits, some illicit pursuits, we'll say. Keep it PG on this side of things. But, you know, not impossible that he is, to put it bluntly, involved in drugs somehow.
Right.
But again, if he's probably more on the consumer side, it doesn't look like he's reaping a ton of profits from whatever cash he's putting out.
Interesting. And that's all in the guest room / office.
Correct.
Is where we find all this.
Correct.
Okay. Can I check the garage, see if there's any more paperwork, first off? And then if there's nothing immediately there, I'll go up to the second floor and start searching there.
Okay. Yeah, garage is empty. I mean, he's got some, you know, garden tools hooked up on the wall. Handful of just various, you know, house, everything that you'd expect. Some, you know, bleach, chemicals, that sort of stuff. Nothing, like no boxes of extra documents. And then where else did you want to go? Sorry.
Up to the second floor and just see what and where there might be more documents or a computer.
Okay, well, there is a computer in the office. It's a desktop.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was everything we got came from that. Like, the computer was part of all that information.
Nope, this was all... The computer is locked.
Oh, well then, that sounds like something Marcy should hop on then.
Marcy will... make sure her hair is tied back and she has gloves on, and she is going to try to get into that fucking computer.
Okay. First, make me an alertness roll.
That's a 22 under 54.
Good job.
Fantastic. So as Marcy goes to sit down and try and figure out what the password is, she sees in the reflection of the window,
Mark Johnson leering up with a gun about to shoot her a third time even.
Every critical you get, Mark Johnson shoots you.
Stop rolling crits.
No, she sees a reflection in the window that's like behind the monitor, and she realizes it's a sticky note that seems to have fallen down sort of in between the desk and the window, and as she goes to grab it, it has a series of numbers and letters and special characters on it. And just using your gut instincts, you punch those in and you're in.
Wow.
My God.
Yeah. Congratulations. That critical, I feel like should get you this at least.
Marcy doesn't actually tell them that she saw the sticky note and she tries to grab it away.
With the critical, you hide this from the other two.
Wow.
And wow, you get to just say, I'm in.
She turns around, lowers her glasses. I'm in.
Astonishing.
That's amazing. Fucking...
What do we find?
Well, now you got it. Now you got to give me a little search, or tell me specifically what you're looking for in here.
She is just looking around their like root directory, seeing if she has any weirdly labeled like document folders, and just seeing pulling up like whatever internet browser he seems to use most often. Like if you hit the Windows key, it'll pull up like just stuff, and just trying to figure out like what he has used recently. Okay, going to that quick access folder.
Yeah, it looks like he's he uses this is not a Mac, so it's a Windows PC. Mm. He's using mostly Firefox, and if you open up Firefox, he's got sort of a home tab with like Gmail and a calendar and a couple other like just random like news websites, that sort of thing. So
Marcy jots down the calendar stuff and just tries to collect like information on like what he was looking into in the future for the calendar, and just
what do y'all think I should look into? I don't really.
I'd say like what you notice, just without like any specific roles. I mean, obviously the mail is backed up. He's got probably like I don't know at this point, 3,000 unread emails.
Oh, just like me.
Yeah.
I would look through the emails. Does he have like PowerBooks or any like financial software on there? QuickBooks or whatever it is. I think it's QuickBooks.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got QuickBooks.
Yeah, so I would download his QuickBooks stuff to, maybe look through that and see if we could find any irregularities.
Okay. I guess if you want to do that now, you can give me an accounting roll, or Marcy can give me an accounting roll. But I guess if you're like searching through, if you search in Gmail for Riverbend Blues Lounge, maybe some like combination of that and stuff, you do eventually find an invitation from Marcus Johnson to Riverbend Blues Lounge as sort of this like a couple 3 or 4 weeks ago. He got this email that was like, hey, we're interested in making use of your logistics connections. We're looking at contracting with some people, and we'd like you to come down, meet with us, that sort of thing.
It makes it sound like this is the first time they've ever tried to get in contact with him, correct?
Yeah, you don't see anything. If you like pull up Marcus Johnson, it's just, it's actually a generic Riverbend. It's like info@riverbendblueslounge.org or something. Okay. If you search for that email, this is the first, and there's, a response, and then like a couple threads just like figuring out what day.
Do you want me to make that accounting roll?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. 70 over 50. Yep.
That's about right. I mean, you've still got a 50 in accounting, which is pretty good. I would just say that it's sort of confirming all the other documents. I would guess like a lot of repeats of what Joel had seen as Marcy's looking through. Like, yeah, money's going out and not as much money's coming in. I mean, you're looking at his net assets and you realize like over the past, I don't know, year or so, he's down 50 or 60%.
Is Thaddeus connected into any of this? Do you see any records?
Yeah, we'll see emails between Thaddeus.
Yeah, is there any connections between the brothers?
If you search for Thaddeus in the email,
I can't stand you.
It's a lot of family emails. Back and forth, sort of sharing pictures. It's coordinating lunches. Looks like a regular repeating lunch. Debating where to go. There's connections with like a fantasy football league they were both in. Nothing scintillating or scandalous. It doesn't look like.
Okay.
Anything about the manor?
You do see a message from Thaddeus to Antoine about the manor, where Thaddeus is mentioning that, hey, it looks like someone might be interested in the land. Like, we need to move forward with the Airbnb idea. We need to set up some sort of protectorate so that we don't have our property seized and, you know, taken by the government and we're paid, you know, a fraction of what it's actually worth.
Is there anything in there about who is moving in on it?
It looks like, you know, he uses the phrase
the nebulous domain,
which would be, you know, the government.
Government.
But the government could, knowing what you know about eminent domain, it could be the government using it and then giving it to a private entity who would make better, quote unquote, better use of it for the public interest, right?
Yeah.
I see a highway through where this manor is put.
Yeah.
Yes. God.
I got a weird question. Does this place feel weird?
It is a dead man's house.
I mean, it's quiet. It's empty. The lights aren't on. You know, it feels like, does it feel weird? I would say it doesn't feel weirder than any other place, but it, knowing what you know, it might seem weirder.
Okay.
But as to, I would say it's up to you how weird it feels for your character.
Okay. Got it.
I will bring this up to Marcy. Hey, can't you check people's, like, cookies? Search histories?
I thought I mentioned, checking like what he did on his browser. Yeah.
You did? Sorry, I didn't catch that part.
I thought I did.
Yeah, I mean, it's going through it. He does, he's, searched. The big things that you would notice, he did search the Riverbend Blues Lounge. Looks like he looked at their website, got a little background of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, completely unrelated party. Okay.
Yeah, just totally different. Other stuff that he was searching for, he did Google eminent domain, it looks like.
We've all done that.
including, how to prevent eminent domain, how to register a site as historical in Louisiana. Handful of different ones like that. Marcy, as you're searching through this, you notice that probably, some of the older searches were about engagement rings. Like, what are the important things to look for with engagement rings?
Unfortunate.
Yeah. There's a few of how many LLCs can you own? How many loans can an LLC take out? How to default on... there's more. You get the idea that there's some interesting financial,
interesting financial play being done. I mean, he fucking sucks.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
did not follow. What was the fucker? What was the fucker's name? Whatever. Moving on.
Jordan Belfort? I don't know.
The rich bastard we made a joke about earlier.
Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
This is gonna sound goofy. Is his recycling bin empty?
Oh.
Is his recycling bin empty? Are you just meaning his trash generally, or
on the specific
computer?
Oh.
He's
collecting pop cans.
Let's see.
He's collecting pop cans and just gonna, like, there's like $6 and 32 cents in here.
Drive to Michigan and collect some pop cans.
God.
Yeah, his recycling bin's full.
Interesting. Mm. What's inside of there? Marcy, click that puppy. And he points to the trash can at the top left corner of the screen.
Which is the icon of a puppy.
She moves the mouse over slowly and then double click.
Riveting.
Oh,
right click. Empty recycle bin.
No!
It's all
Joel
porn.
Sucker punches.
Sorry, guys. It's all porn. No!
He asked me to clear his search history before he died.
We had classic ones.
This is part of the Thaddeus' deal.
There's a handful of deleted what looks like business proposals, like sort of the one pagers. A couple Excel spreadsheets that look, you know, if you open back up or recover them, look to be, you know, some sort of budgeting. Looks like maybe he's keeping track of what he does with some of the cash, and a lot of it is very mundane. Like, you know, he appears to be doing a lot of like groceries and cash. You do see that he has a somewhat expensive drug habit as you're looking at this, and you get the idea that yeah, he is dipping into that.
What's his drug of choice?
Cocaine.
Sure.
Classic.
Yeah,
classic rich guy.
Yep. What would you have said if I was like, oh, he's really into, you know, 5-ACO DMT?
I'd have more respect for him.
Just
choice. He's a Rogan listener.
Just absolutely. Nice. Yeah. Actually, you see several posters of Joe Rogan.
Around
the house.
Oh man.
But this explains poor financial choices.
This actually would be before Joe Rogan's sort of peak. And what? This is before
he was an early adopter.
It's from Fear Factor.
It's
all the Fear Factor.
He's got a photo of him confronting Carlos Mencia. Yeah.
It'd be really unfortunate if he lost that cool head of hair.
God.
You notice in the spreadsheets he's got set aside thousands of dollars a month on Rogan memorabilia.
God, it's crazy we missed that he was wearing a Joe Rogan t-shirt under that suit.
He's a real Rogan head.
Yeah, actually, Marcy, you realize that the ring he was searching for was not an engagement ring, but an MMA ring.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. All right.
All right. Anyways,
this is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever had.
It feels like I'm slandering a fake person by doing this.
Yeah, I'm probably slandering the real person too.
Yeah.
God damn it. Okay. Can I'm trying to think how to. Does it seem and I'll ask Marcy this since she is the resident techie. Does it seem like there's anything else that might be of use that you might be able to get into? Like, I don't know, if he might have his, like, bank accounts auto-login on his computer or, you know, various things like that. See if we can pinpoint what may or may not have been the actual root of why they were... The Riverbend Blues Lounge targeted him, besides just the fact that he's a shipping company expert.
I do so.
Well, I think all those are interconnected, right? We could see all his transactions through like QuickBooks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you don't see any transactions with the Riverbend Blues Lounge in any of these.
You're right. I forgot that.
Yeah.
I'm just now remembering it's a new relationship they started to cultivate.
But he's been pulling cash out of his accounts, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's not just showing up with like 50 G's and then like spreading it around.
Right, right. These are coming out of his okay. account.
So he's not like laundering money. He's just pulling tons of money out to spend on drugs and groceries and
women. Yeah, he's women. Doing the opposite of laundering money. He's right. just spending it.
Just spending it, yeah. Okay.
A lot of people think that the opposite of spending is saving, but it's actually laundering.
It's just laundering, yeah. There's no in between.
I mean, what is laundering if not Uber saving?
Yeah,
saving on steroids.
It's not even my money anymore, but now it is.
But it's clean now. I would, at this point, like to go check the upstairs.
Okay, checking the upstairs.
If I may.
As I mentioned, if you get up there, there's a carpeted sort of playroom. He's got a couch, TV. Like a decent setup. I mean, you would notice. I think Joel might be aware. But, you know, in the storage, there's sort of, you know, various extra bedding, that sort of stuff. He's got the, he's got a half bath. And then in the master upstairs, there's also a full bath connected. Checking through the master, he's got a nightstand where he's got a... half full glass of water, or maybe it's half empty. We'll never know. He's got a couple things in the nightstand, including a pistol, a flashlight, handful of like just various items like pens, pencils, paper.
Okay. So other than the firearm, nothing exceedingly fancy.
No, nothing fancy.
Damn. Okay.
And it's
what kind of gun is it?
It's oh, come on, Tyler. You know what it is. It's a 1911.
Brother 92 FS.
No, it's a 1911. Yeah, it's a 1911.
Damn.
Yeah.
Mags.
Well.
Okay. Well, shit. okay. By chance, is there a Paradise Rebel CD in his playroom?
Let's make another luck check.
I love it that you always check for another your shit luck. All the time.
Oh, nope. 64 over 100. Nope. Or 64. So the way I do luck is occasionally, if it's not for y'all, I just roll 50-50, right? And this is something that I realized the other day while listening to a podcast where they were doing percents, and they were doing it in Pathfinder. And they were like, oh, I always forget, you know. If I got a 20% mischance, do I want above or below that? You know, so do I want to bring it all the way to the top, or do you know, and say like, oh, if it's 80 or above, or you know, is it? And I was like, no. It's just like armor class for y'all, right? Like, yeah. If you get above a 20, then you're good. Well, this is Delta Green, so for 50-50 shots, if you get below a 50, you're good, right? Unfortunately, 64 is above 50, and so. There is no Paradise Rebels in here, but you do notice like a lot of local music, like all bands that you recognize. Obviously, a lot of popular music, but like also
son of a bitch,
also Paradise Rebels cover band.
Joel's head pops around the banister. Is like, yeah, this fucker deserved to die. This guy sucks.
Wow.
Oh man.
All right. Then yeah, I will head. Back downstairs, as it seems that there is nothing of use in the upstairs bedroom.
I think we need to go at least talk to the mayor, get paid. Maybe we can press him a little bit on some of the dealings his brother may be involved in.
Agreed.
Marcy tries to clean up the computer like she had never been there, and yeah.
I think with your, well, that was a critical alertness. So I would just say that you're aware of what, you know, needs to be set back. You slip the sticky note back between the wall and the desk and lock the computer, and y'all head out, popping back in the car. And I think that's where we're going to take a little break tonight.
Sounds
so
good.
Little bit,
all right.
Little bit learned, right?
Yeah,
we've.
Yeah,
all right.
We know that it's a new relationship between him and the Blues Lounge that has been cut short.
goodness. And my goal is one new thing you learn per episode. So let's see what new thing you learn next time.
Bye, y'all.
Thanks for tuning in once again to City of Woe. Thank you to Arc Dream Publishing for the Delta Green system. It's so much fun to play. Please make sure to rate and review this on your podcast app of choice. That is the way to rocket us up the charts. And make sure to check out our website, qmtabletop.com, as an easy way to find all our socials. You can check the links in the show notes. And also thank you to Ponzer Kings for Cositus, which is our intro and outro music. And let's give that a listen now.
Don't let me drown.